Ramadev 的到临到来。
How many steps did Vamanadev take?
Ramadev 他跨了几步呀？
三步。
Three.
Yes. How many? Three Chinese.
三。
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 Yes.
So like that, this also a three-step process.
所以呢，这也是啊三我们的三部曲。
First one is making contact with favorable people.
首先呢，要和那些有好感的人呢，跟他们联系上。
Then, so you keep the contact.
然后呢，就是跟他们保持联系。
Then, so that you can cultivate the person.
这样的话呢，你能够去培养这个人。
The second step is cultivation.
那么第二步呢，就是培养。
Building up their faith in Krishna.
那么让他们在对 Krishna 的建立起信心来。
In the process of bhakti yoga.
以及呢，让他们了解风爱瑜伽的程序。
Then the third step is care.
那么第三步呢，就是关怀。
Devotional care of the devotee.
所以呢，把我们的奉爱的关怀呢，给予那个奉献者。
Because along the path of devotional service, there's always different kinds of challenges that could happen.
因为呢，在我们奉献服务的道路上，总会有各种各样的挑战在那里。
Have you ever faced any challenges in your spiritual life?
大家有没有在你的灵性生活当中遇到过任何的挑战呢？
Yes.
Who faced the challenge?
举手，有挑战的人举手。
So many.
那么多。
How did you get over the challenge?
然后你们是怎么跨越挑战的呢？
Normally have to preach to their own mind.
有多少人是要向他们的心意传教呢？举手。
How many have to get help from other devotees?
有多少人是需要通过其他奉献者的帮助来跨越障碍的呢？
How many have to take shelter of Prabhupada's books?
有多少人需要托庇于帕帕的书籍的呢？
How many were helped by going to classes and programs?
有多少人是通过参加节目，然后参加讲课来帮助他们跨越障碍的呢？
So like this, yesterday we were discussing about the Bhakti Viksha group.
所以昨天呢，我们在讲奉爱树的小组。
And here in Hong Kong and China, you have Bhakti Viksha groups.
在香港和在中国大陆，我们有没有奉爱树小组呢？
Yes.
Yes.
What cities they have?
有哪些城市有的？有哪些城市？
广州。
Almost all the city, Beijing,
Xi'an.
200 Bhakti Viksha groups.
有200个奉爱树小组吗？还是200个人？有200个奉献者， 200 devotees.
How many groups?
有多少组呢？
十个或是15个。
10 to 15 groups.
200 people don't fit in.
但是如果是200个人的话，哎呀呀，或许是差不多10到15个组。
Everybody knows how the Bhakti Viksha works.
所以大家有没有知道奉爱树小组应该怎么样来开展呢？
So when a senior devotee comes and visits, then you can they can give a lecture and everybody listens and there's questions and answers.
当然，当年长奉献者来到我们这边的时候呢，他可以讲课，然后呢有问答。
Is that the program for Bhakti Viksha?
就是 Bhakti Viksha 的节目程序吗？ Mm-hmm. 是吗？
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
No.
They're not really doing Bhakti Viksha. They've got groups, but they're not doing Bhakti Viksha. They're saying yes, we've got Bhakti Viksha groups, but they have.
Say that. the idea of the Bhakti Viksha group is that the group servant leader shouldn't do all the talking.
所以呢，奉爱树小组的概念呢，就是说，这个小组的工徒呢，他不应该去所有的讲课，或者说所有讲课都由他来讲。
He acts more like a what they call facilitator as a real servant of the group.
那么他应该更加以一个协助者的角色，成为整个小组的仆人。
And that, the idea he wants to involve everyone.
并且呢，他让每个人呢都有所从事。
So there's initially there's a.Usually called icebreaker.
所以呢，通常情况下，我们有一个破冰的程序。
You do the icebreaker.
你们在你们的奉爱树小这个活动当中有破冰的这个程序吗
？No, ice is soft or hard.
那么冰它是软的还是硬的呢 ？Hard.
So sometimes we come from the work, we come from our school, we come from the home.Then we may be a little bit like ice, maybe a little hard, a little reserved.
通常情况下，当我们从工作场所回来，或者学校当中回来，上完课回来的话，从外面回来，我们的心灵呢，可能有一些硬硬的。
So they said to warm up, to become more personal with each other, more open up, then that's called ice breaking.
所以呢，我们需要有这样一个程序呢，来热身，或者说呢，来慢慢的进入这样一种状态。所以我们把它叫做破冰。
So that they become more relaxed, they can discuss more freely.
这样的话呢，我们就可以大家都可以比较放松的心态，然后呢，更加自由的，或者说在这个节目当中畅谈。
This came from that room.
从另外一个，在旁叫办公室旁边。
So, we have a book called the Book of Icebreakers.
所以呢，我们有专门一本书，就是关于破冰的。
It gives different ideas of what you can do for the icebreaker.
所以呢，它给我们很多的主意，来告诉我们怎么样来做破冰这个程序。
Just like One icebreaker may be what's the most ecstatic experience you had in, or the most happy experience you had in Krishna consciousness.
比如说举个例子，我们破冰可以说，可以提个问题说，你在 Krishna 世界当中最喜乐的是什么样的状况呢
？And like everybody know, whoever you're sitting next to, you start talking with one person.And you have 3 minutes for to tell what's the most ecstatic experience you have.
So, in
your whole life about in your Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，那么我们参加这个小组的成员呢，就可以和你坐在你旁边的这个人一起，大概有3分钟的时间，大家互相分享，各自在 Krishna 知觉当中的道路上，感到最喜乐的这样一个时刻。
You too.Who's not finished yet?
有哪些人没有完成啊？没有结束啊？有哪些人没有结束？请举手。
啊。So how do you feel?
啊，你们有什么感受
？It wasn't long enough. 时
间不够。You're too fast. I said 4 minutes. You did it in 3 minutes.
我说4分钟呢，你们做3分钟就结束了，所以你们太快了。
还没有结束是吗？结束
了。So who had something really interesting?
有哪些人有特别的特别有意思的故事吗？
for the new year. So like that, do you have some kind of an icebreaker that you feel a little more happy, relaxed after the icebreaker?
所以呢，这就是我们这个破冰的这样一个概念。那么大家有没有觉得，在你做完破冰之后，是不是更加放松了一些呢？是的。
是的。
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 是的。是的。
Yes.
Yes.
是的。
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 Maybe by the end of the seminar, I'll be speaking in Chinese.
或许这个课程结束之后，我就可以说中文了。
At least 5-10 words.
至少五到十个字。
So then we already had kirtan.
然后呢，我们已经有 kirtan 了。
Yeah, your beads here.
你们大家有没有带你的燕珠啊，珠子？
有。
Yes.
Okay, we can chant one round together.
好，我们可以一起来念诵一圈。
Everybody will chant at their own speed.
每个人呢，用你自己的速度来念哦。
But we'll also do two things. Start at the beginning of your beats.
同时呢，要做两件事情。首先，第一件事情是从你的念珠的起头开始。
Do we have a timer here? Someone with like an electronic timing watch?
大家有没有就是那种钟啊，或者是？计数器还是
计数器
啊，是。
Anybody,
计时器啊。
Do you mean watch or electronic one to
stopwatch? Stopwatch.
Stopwatch. 哦，计时，就像秒表一样，或者是那种可以计时的。
That's
empty.
So when you finish your round, raise your hand, and then Hati will tell us. Hati will tell us what time, how much time was like.
那么，所以呢，当你念完的时候，把你的手举起来 ，Hati 会告诉我们你大概念诵了多久。每个人自己念，按照自己的速度来念。所以呢，不需要大家一起，只是用你自己平时的念诵的速度就可以了。
Take a shot, Chaitanya, Prabhupada, Nasa, Siya, Taita, Nama, Siya, Sando, Ravata, Nanda. Go!
Hare Krishna, Hare
有多少人没有结束呢？再举一下手好吗？ They raise their hands. About 1, 2, 3, 3 or 4. 然后呢？那么我们如果没有结束的话呢，可以之后再补上。
But in a real bhakti diksha group, we let everyone.
但是呢，一个真正的分爱术小组的节目呢，你应该让每一个人都能够念完他们的这一圈。
Usually, one people, Prabhupada said that it should take 2 hours for 16 hours.
那通常情况下呢，帕帕说，你如果念十六圈的话，应该是2个小时。
That works out to 7.5 minutes each.
也就是说，大概是7分钟30秒，每一圈念一圈。
Normally 6 to 7.5 minutes.
所以通常情况下呢，6分钟到7分半呢是一个正常的时间。
I don't know if your watch is running fast.
我不知道你的表是不是走得太快了。很准的，你说。
Then Otherwise, like this will take you a long time to chant 16 rounds.
否则的话呢，你可能念四十六圈的话，如果超过这个七分半的话，你会需要用更多的时间来完成你的十六圈。
Sometimes I give also japa workshop.
有时候呢，我也会做念诵的这个工作坊。
But it's not on the schedule.
但是呢，因为这次呢，可能没有时间，没有计划进去。
But seven and a half minutes is slow enough that everyone can chant at speed.
所以呢，通常情况下呢，七分半钟呢是念得足够慢的这样一个速度。大多数人呢就应该在七分半钟可以结束一圈了。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
所以如果这样的速度的话，可能八分钟吧。
Six minutes is about.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
所以这就是六分钟的速度。
Five minutes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
就是五分钟的速度。
Four minutes.
四分钟的速度。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
四分钟的速度。
That one's a little hard to do properly.
所以呢，如果是你四五分钟的话，就四分钟的话就很难恰当的去念诵圣名了。
So how does Thakur could chant 3 minute rounds mentally?
所以呢，哈利达斯塔库他可以在心意当中念诵一圈的，只是用三分钟就可以念完。
Because he chanted 12 times 16 every day.
所以呢，他可以，他每天念诵呢十六圈的十二倍。
He had to have extra time to go to the toilet, to eat some prasada, take a little rest.
所以呢，他余下来的时间呢，就去去洗手间啊，然后去容量一些东西啊。
If you chant 10 minute round, you never finish.
如果他一圈念诵一圈用十分钟的话，他永远没有办法结束。
Okay, so how do you feel after your round?
所以当你念诵完之后，你有什么感受呢？
He's very relaxed.
他已经放松了。
So you must be tired.
肯定很累了。
Intensive program. So.
所以这是一个非常紧凑的节目。
This chanting is also good because.For everybody, we do something together. It's good.
所以呢，念诵是一个很好的节目，因为我们可以一起来做这样一个活动。
Also teaches the new people in the Bhakti Viksha group the importance of japa.
所以呢，可以通过这样一个风爱树小组这样一个念诵的程序呢，来教会他们怎么样来念诵。
So then, mostly groups also do this one japa together.
那么当然也有时候呢也会有做大家一起来念诵一圈。
They don't necessarily time it, but they do together one japa.
那么不一定要计时了，如果是大家一起念的话，基本上呢就大家一起以同样的速度来念诵。
Then we have the discussion period.
然后呢，我们有讨论的时段。
So today, so normally we do a reading, maybe 20 minute reading, 15 minute reading.
所以呢，我们会有一个阅读的时段，大概是十五分钟到二十分钟。
They have, I said, the Mathura Desh has published modules.
那么 Mathura Desh 呢，他们有专门一个模式或者模型的，就是你做风爱树小组有怎么样的程序，说哪些话题。
Somebody joins the group in the beginning and goes to 64 lessons. The end of the 64 lessons, he or she is ready for initiation, also to be group leader.
那么，所以说这样一个模式呢，就是从头开始，一个新人什么都不知道，然后通过64周的这样风爱小组的这样一个培训和活动的参加，他当他完成64周之后，他就能够可以准备好为他自己准备好去接受启迪，并且成为一个小组长。
You could see that you get whoever the leaders are, they could get a copy of those modules and CD, and then. See how it's useful for Chinese.
So, 所以说呢，大家如果你是在已经在做这样的一些组织和安排的话呢，可以得到一份这样的一个模式的一个复印件，就是一个 CD， 我们可以复制给你，然后呢，你们可以在你们自己的节目当中呢来参考。怎么样来做这个风爱树小组？
Not obligatory to use the modules. It's just something they do in one place, and they're given it to the world that they can use that if they want.
所以你不需要说完全的一定要按照它的一步一步来做，但是呢，这是在全世界很多的奉献者都在运用这样一个程序，供大家来参考。
Who was the class this morning?
那么 ，sorry, who was in the class this morning?今天早上有哪些奉献者来听早上的课了？举手。哪些奉献者没有在听课？只有一个。
So, you can do this.Maybe the men can, be in one group.
所以男士们可以组成一组。
And the ladies, they got here 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, maybe 2 or 3 groups.
所以女士们呢，可能有2到3组，分成2到3组。
Sit in a circle.
然后呢，大家做成圈。
Three groups, around 10 people each group, and sit in a circle.
所以呢，基本上一组呢，大概10个人左右，然后大家马上分一下组，然后做成一圈。
Nobody should have their back to anybody else. Now everyone should like a circle meeting. You don't want any back.
所以如果你们是一组的话，大家都要做成一个圈，不要把你的背对着你的组其他小组当中其他的成员。
Face to face。
面对面，大家，面对面。
The elderly people in the back, they can also make a group.
所以呢，坐在后面的几位比较年长的奉献者，你们可以自己组成一个小组，可以把凳子转一转，大家面对面组成一个小圈，好不好？对。
This group is too big. It should be 2 groups.
你们这里的一组太大了，可以分成两组。
Some can be with the old people in the back.、Then.
或者说有一些可以分到那个年长奉献者的那一组，年纪比较
最大的那一组。
你们分一些出去，然后组成一组相对来说稍微小一点的组，好。
The lady there. Okay. So make 2 groups. Yeah. Okay. Now, we need one who knows one. Okay, we have Chitra here. She's an experienced person.
好，在这一组呢，我们有 Chitra Mataji， 她是非常有经验的。
And here who can be the coordinator and the facilitator in this group? Okay.
这
一组是。You have your own translator, not mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Shreya
Nika can do it.
Thank you so much, Shreya Nika. And in the back group, who's there to coordinate to the leader?
后面那组谁来组织 ？Lila Nandi.
Okay, Lila Nandi. And this group, the man. Wow, that's so big.
好，男士们这一组。
Who's the coordinator, the facilitator here, group leader?
谁来组织？Sidadeha.
Okay, Sidadeha, you got nominated.
好 ，Sidadeha 来组织。
Okay, very good. So now what we're gonna, you gotta get, we need, each one needs a paper.
So 每个人需要有一张纸。
I hope you have a pen.
当然要有笔。
So that we're gonna go through the 3 stages of a discussion.
所以呢，我们要进入讨论的三个阶段。
The first stage is called discovery.
那么第一个阶段呢，叫做是发现。
Discovery means that what we discussed this morning.What were the important points that came out?
那么在这一个阶段呢，我们讨论的话题是我们今天早上的讲课哪些有哪些要点。
You want to define that one or two, maximum three.
那么你们要总结最多三点，一点、两点或者最多三点。
And then they're going to select one of them as your main point.
所以呢，你们要选出一点作为你们的最主要的重点。
So for this, you get maximum about 7 minutes.
所以呢，你们的这个讨论呢，最多是七分钟。
The coordinator can also assign someone else to keep notes.
所以呢，这个小组的组织者呢，也可以委任一个奉献者来做这个笔记啊。
So you the facilitator will go around or ask different members to say what they thought was something that struck them that was very important or interesting point that came out in the class.
所以呢，这个组织者的职责就是在于要问你的组员，在这个早上讲课当中，你每个组员感觉有哪些要点是非常重要的。
Start on your market second.
现在就开始了。
7 minutes, that means
七分钟。
It's 26 after, so 27 to.
所以到现在是26分到32分。
2 minutes left. Every good.discover their most important point.
那么还有最后一分钟，大家都总结一下你们最重要的要点。